Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Pollard, former NBAer with the Cavs and the Celtics. And I'll tell you what, Scott, let's start with the Celtics series. We were just talking about Kyrie Irving before we brought you in last segment. And I'm guessing right now he's probably not a very popular guy there in Beantown. I don't really know when he's been a very popular guy there in Beantown. But in terms of his comments now, and now you're looking at Milwaukee with a decided advantage anyway, at least as far as leading the series, do you put more of the blame at the feet of Kyrie Irving, or is this something that, you know, Brad Stevens is or isn't doing? Where do you think the bulk of the blame lies here?
Well, earlier in the season, I thought that the team looked like a team that had chemistry problems, locker room problems. You know, guys not helping each other up on defense or take a charge and they're not helping each other up after they get knocked down or whatever like that. You know, teams that get along well, you see them run over and help each other up. And that's not a huge thing. Not all teams do that. But when it's consistent and the team is performing way below their talent level, and I think the Boston Celtics, when they're playing well, is the best team in the East. But they just don't, and I'm talking top to bottom. I know they don't have a Giannis. I'm just saying from top to bottom, I think they're a great team when they play well because their defense is absolutely locked down when they lock in. And towards the end of the season, they started looking like a good team that was coming together. Hayward was playing with confidence, and then they go into the series against Indiana, and they didn't look great, but they looked better than they were in the middle of the season. I thought, you know what, maybe the pieces are coming together, and this team's actually going to pull it together for the playoffs and start being all-stars, specifically Kyrie and Hayward. And then game one of this series, they destroy the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm like, see, that's what I was talking about. That's the team that I saw coming down the road. And then the games since then, Kyrie has been completely uninspired. He's not looking like he's being aggressive, except for maybe a couple of drives to the basket. He's missing shots, which, of course, is why he's trying to drive to the basket, or he should be trying to drive to the basket more often, excuse me. And so, to answer your question in a really long way, I think the blame goes on Kyrie, but also, what's Brad Stevens doing that he's lost this team? Because they're not on the same page, and it's obvious.
Where do you think Kyrie plays his basketball next season?
I don't think it'll be in Boston. I don't know. I don't even think he knows what he wants. I mean, there's a lot of jokes that can be made about some of his off-the-court beliefs and statements that he's made. And I'm not going to go there because I don't know the guy. I heard he's a great guy. I heard people really like him. I heard teammates, not so much. But, you know, again, that's I'm speaking from Indiana. I've never been in the Cleveland locker room with him or the Boston locker room with him. So I don't know. But my guess is about 99.9%, he will not be a Celtic next year. I think the best thing they could do is maybe sign and trade him and try to get another superstar in there because it's clearly not working with him in Boston.
Scott, how much heat does Danny Ainge take? I mean, is he somebody that is the topic, you think, of talk radio in Boston in terms of, hey, he's the one that kind of orchestrated a lot of this? I mean, we're talking, I know I keep looking at blame, but you know, Kyrie and Brad Stevens, and both those guys are culpable, but do you think Danny Ainge gets mentioned enough? Did he not maybe put as much stock in how much chemistry this team had a year ago without Kyrie in the playoffs when they pushed LeBron and the Cavs to game 7 of the East Finals?
And that is absolutely indicative of what, if it wasn't Danny Ainge, I would say it's a greedy GM that just thought, you know what, we're just going to put all great players together or the best players I can get together and not worry about chemistry and not worry about the issues that player X or player Y has had in other situations. They'll be good for us. They'll be good in our locker room. And then sometimes, you know, that backfires on you. And it worked for him in 2007 and 2008 when he put together the best talented team he could put together in a short amount of time, and they spent a lot of money, and they won an NBA championship, and I was lucky to be a part of that. But it doesn't always work. You don't always get guys that like being around each other, And that's just human nature. There's nothing really you can do about that. So ultimately, yes, it is Danny Ainge's fault for putting this team together and changing this team. And I've always wondered why GMs do that. And I'm not specifically crapping on Danny Ainge, but, you know, GMs, sometimes you get to the playoffs and they go, you know what, we're going to fire the coach and do something else. Or you get to the playoffs and you trade away a lot of the core players that helped get you there. They may not be the superstars, but they get rid of them. And I know sometimes those players, as role players, have a good season and they demand more money than they're worth. And sometimes you have to let them go. But I didn't understand why, after we won the championship, changes were made right afterwards. And it didn't make sense to me. That team got along fairly well. And they let some guys go, myself included. Now, my body was beat, so I'm not complaining. I'm not saying he should have kept me. But it is always curious to me that when teams make a deep playoff run, like the Celtics did last year, seemingly had good chemistry, and then you add in a guy that has a reputation for being a little different. And yes, his talent is amazing. I was watching the game last night, and what strikes me is his ability to stop on a dime and change direction. And it reminds me of Allen Iverson. I don't recall seeing anybody else that reminds me of Allen Iverson since Allen Iverson, in his ability to ball handle and change direction so quickly and just stop. And just stopping in a lot of ways is how Allen Iverson was able to get open shots at his size, and Kyrie has much the same ability in that regard.
Scott, if we switch to one of the other series here, obviously last night the Rockets and Warriors get knotted up 2 games apiece. Should the Warriors be nervous?
I think so, and this is not based on my basketball knowledge. This is purely a gut feeling I've had this entire playoffs, and even towards the end of the season, as I was watching the Warriors play, I was watching them going, all right, something's off. And I hope I'm wrong, but I think somebody's injured. I don't know if it's Steph. I don't know if it's KD, but I think they're off because they don't have the confidence in each other that they've had of years past where things are just seamless and the ball moves around. They're a little slow. They're a little off. And I hope it's not an injury. I hope it's just maybe chemistry issues that they're having. Maybe they're tired of each other. Maybe KD doesn't like the rumors of him going to New York or whatever. Or maybe he's already packed his bags for New York. Who knows? But I think that the way they look is off. And I think Houston has a chance of beating them. But again, you know, I said that about the Celtics and the Bucks. And, you know, Houston played an amazing game last night. They were wonderful. And Harden even had to leave the game for a little while with what looked like could have been a concussion. And he came back and still played well. The team actually caught up with him out of the game. So in that stretch. So it was a fun game to watch. And I really hope it goes 7. And I do think that the Warriors should be concerned because I think something's off with the Warriors. And I don't know exactly what it is. I hope it's not injury, but I think it is. I think somebody's injured and they're not paying it. And that's affecting everybody else's play.
Former NBAer with the Celtics and the Cavaliers, Scott Pollard, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You mentioned they could be tired of each other. Could they just be tired, period, when you look at the crazy minutes these guys have been logging and there's not a lot of depth like we're used to seeing from this squad? Have you already seen that maybe become apparent through 4 games of this series?
And that is very possible, especially when you factor in that they're in the finals every year and they're playing deep in the playoffs every year. So they're playing 20 extra games that other teams aren't playing every single year, almost. And so it does wear you down. And you know, that's possibly why LeBron ran out of gas this year. Just there's a lot of years in a row where you're playing about 100 games, maybe 110, whatever. And that's a lot more than 82. And so if that you add that up consistently, that can add to the wear and tear, especially for the heavy minute guys. And so it could be that they are just a little bit worn out. And maybe that is what I'm seeing. And I hope it's that, and I hope it's not an injury. I just don't like the way that Kevin and Steph are moving. I don't think they're moving well in comparison to the way they have been. Could be fatigue. Looks like they're maybe banged up a little bit.
Scott, we'll get you out of here with this. One other series, Philly-Toronto, that one's tied at 2 games apiece also. If Philly falls in this series, do you see Brett Brown getting fired?
Yeah, he has to. I don't know. Again, maybe the GM just thought, you know what, we'll just stack this team because they have the most talent in the East. They have the most talented team. They're not the best team, but they have the most talented team in the East. And maybe just putting all that talent together isn't working out chemistry-wise, but ultimately, yeah, the coach is going to go. You're not going to trade away all that talent or any of those talents because they could be very, very good for a very long time if they happen to be inspired by the right coach that puts them all on the same page. And that obviously depends a lot on the individuals. I think Joel Embiid's out of shape chronically, and I think that's why he's injured chronically. I think if he put down some cheeseburgers and started picking up a protein shake and started taking care of his body a little bit better, he wouldn't be injured as much. He looks doughy and slow and soft, and that's when he's putting up 40. It's ridiculous how out of shape he is and compared to how good he could be if he'd take care of his body a little bit better. But anyway, I do think that you got to fire the coach when the coach isn't getting the best out of a team that should be dominating the East, in my opinion. With the talent level they have, they should be far and away the best team in the East.
Really good stuff. That's Scott Pollard. Scott, we appreciate the time. Great insight, and hope to do this again real soon. Thank you, bud.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.